And another week of testimony is underway in a class action lawsuit brought by student athletes, which will decide whether college players should be paid for the use of their likeness by the NCAA in video games and other forms of marketing. As commentator Frank DeFord says, the argument that not paying student athletes is protecting them from exploitation doesn't seem to be convincing anyone.
Amateurism is dead. Revealed so in the trial against the NCAA, now in progress in Oakland, California, the Honorable Claudia Wilkin presiding. Before her skeptical eyes, amateurism has been laid out naked on a courtroom slab for a jury of all fans to see that it has no beating heart. Amateurism is the chivalry of our times. Chivalry was, on parchment, a noble notion wherein the knights pledged to protect innocent womanhood. So the legend even arose that, just to be on the safe side of innocence, for each knight's own lady, chastity belts were supposedly fashioned. Now, amateurism, Judge Wilkin has been told, nobly protects college athletes from being exploited by evil outsiders. So the NCAA knighthood was created in order that colleges could tie up athletes all by themselves. Amateurism dines out on the myth that it was born of the highest ideals. On the contrary, it was a cynical formulation dreamed up by the British aristocracy to keep working-class athletes from competing against the blue bloods. Transferred to U.S. colleges, it took on sacred overtones. Here in 1889 is Walter Camp of Yale, ever known as the father of football, explaining amateurism. You don't want your boy hired by anyone. If he plays as a gentleman and not as a professional. He plays for victory, not for money. His heart is right, and he can look you in the eye as a gentleman should. Has a ring to it, doesn't it? Why, an amateur isn't a sucker. He's a gentleman. And through the years, that siren song has conned lots of people. In the ongoing case, what is commonly known as the O'Bannon trial, Judge Wilkin has certainly appeared to be dubious about the NCAA's sweetheart claims, but no less a sage than Justice John Paul Stevens once warbled a sweet refrain about how the revered tradition of amateurism must be protected, even as the Supreme Court ruled that the NCAA acted as a cartel. To this legal amateur, amateurism in college sport is in violation of the most basic antitrust laws. The claim of the NCAA is that if their athletes were paid, they would no longer be typical students. Of course, they aren't already, and every coach and athletic director knows that. As we've seen most recently at North Carolina, many players in revenue sports are not really students at all. Their job is to play a sport, only unlike every other employee in this country, they can't get paid. Why? Well, because they are amateurs. So everybody who makes money off of them must help the NCAA protect the impoverished amateurs from being exploited. But as we're seeing in Oakland, the jig is up. Amateurism, like knighthood, is no longer in flower.